me scroll back up and make sure I didn't miss any other questions here. What's the email? Well, if you're looking, there's basically two emails that I announced tonight. So if you have or you have questions or proposals for that, activism@AmericanIdentityMovement.com. If you have questions about the Wikipedia endeavor, if you are trying to get in touch with your local group, or if you want posters and you're a chapter leader, or you want posters and you're an activist not near a chapter, then info@AmericanIdentityMovement.com. info@AmericanIdentityMovement.com. I want to scroll all the way up, make sure I'm not missing anything. All right. I don't think so, so I'm going to scroll back down here and check it out. Is there going to be a strong AIM presence at AMRIN? I think so. I think there's going to be a really big presence at AMRIN for AIM. I mean, AIM 2019 was way bigger than Leading Our People Forward 2018. So, you know, we did just have a conference, of course. We did just have AIM 2019, but I still think folks want to make it out to events like that. And they're fun. It's like a formal gathering. It's more than just going out for drinks and so on. So that can be very, very fun and worthwhile. Our video editor says, just FYI, the video is 90% done. I'm presuming he means the action video from Nashville, from our inaugural action. That sounds phenomenal. Matt, what can folks do to get more involved in the wiki effort ASAP? You can email me at info@AmericanIdentityMovement.com, and I will pass it along. I'll pass your info along to our guys who are doing the Wikipedia endeavor. Basically, I'll kind of divulge what's going on. There are Antifa sympathetic accounts that are trying to... that are going to lobby for the Identity Europa Wikipedia page to just be renamed the American Identity Movement page. That would really not be what we're going for. So, I mean, it would be inaccurate. It would be totally inaccurate because, you know, even though, yeah, there's some members who in AIM who are IE members, and yeah, Patrick is the leader of the organization, and yeah, we're still talking about identity. That does not mean it's the same thing. That does not mean that all of the people that have the biggest effects on Identity Europa are in any way involved in the American Identity Movement. And so, just on that note, it's a separate organization. And it is, of course, a separate legal entity. So, new paperwork, we're legal and fresh with the state. We're 501c3 pending. We are going to have our own trademarks and everything. We already have our own employee identification number and all that jazz. So we have everything independent and new. And if you guys are curious about more on that, you should check out the press release we have on the website at AmericanIdentityMovement.com and check out the press release, one of the most recent posts, American Identity Movement response to the SPLC. Because what's going on right now is that all of the media, all of the news media, they're taking our posters and they're saying, American Identity Movement, formerly, or Identity Europa rebranded, is postering, and they're getting all of that information. They're making all of their citations based off of this new SPLC blog post about us. So it's very important that we get our statement out there, that we circulate that, especially to the news media, that they know what the score is, and that we have our words and our statement and the truth illuminated in official press outlets, so that way we can use that in the Wikipedia article as documented evidence. Matt, are A members required to not be members of Identity Europa? Well, no one is currently a member of Identity Europa. Identity Europa is, in terms of membership activity, is a retired organization. The website is down. There is nothing happening under the banner of Identity Europa other than existing as an entity in, you know, some state bureaucrat's office, so that, and you know, the bank accounts and so on and so forth, so that Patrick and the Identity Europa attorneys can continue to defend Identity Europa in the Charlottesville lawsuit. So that's the only reason Identity Europa exists at this point. All other activity for Identity Europa has ceased. So no one besides, I guess, Patrick Casey is currently a member of Identity Europa. But I mean, even he is not really, conducting membership-related work on Identity Europa. He's merely the sole proprietor of that organization. Are we still supposed to pay to the same account on Zelle? No. We have a new Zelle up, and the address for that is treasury@AmericanIdentityMovement.com. So thanks for the reminder on that. Our new Zelle is treasury@AmericanIdentityMovement.com. And further, if you'd like to pay dues via P.O. Box, the good old-fashioned way, you can go to AmericanIdentityMovement.com/donate to check out the P.O. Box and everything like that. Of course, if you're paying dues by that way, please include a note of your membership email address so that way we can credit your account properly. Why not leave the website up for IE? Well, we don't want people applying to IE. We don't want anyone to be sending press inquiries to IE. We don't want to make it appear that Identity Europa is still active in its membership and activism capacity. And that's the truth. It's not active in that capacity anymore. And everything that is happening to you. This is where we are as a movement, ladies and gentlemen. We are not extremists, we are not supremacists, we are not engaged in violence. We need to fight back on the legal front, and there is potentially so much red meat hanging off of these Antifa groups, these journalists, and Unicorn Riot. We're Americans of European heritage, advocating for the defense of our nation and our identity in the 21st century. Even if you are a military service member or in law enforcement, participating in peaceful political activity is constitutionally protected behavior. So with that in mind, moving right back along into future events and activism, I won't be saying any details about where or when it is, but we are planning the first major American Identity Movement activism event for next month. So please stay tuned and stay in touch with your chapter leaders, and I look forward to having a great time at that event. However, I want to let everyone know now that these national-style actions are necessary, but they're a big expenditure of resources. If you're an activist, there's nothing to stop you right now from thinking about and planning local actions, and there's no need to wait around for another national event. You know, that happens only, you know, a few times a year. If you're an activist, especially near a major city, think of activism as a way to grow your local chapter and a method for you to make an impact across the country. So next up, American Renaissance 2019 is scheduled and is totally on for the weekend of May 17th, about 45 minutes outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Patrick Casey, James Alsup, Lana Lochteff, Nick Fuentes, and more will all be speaking. It's going to be a great time. You can Google American Renaissance 2019 and see the website page for how to register. Dress code, when to arrive, and other lodging options are all there as well. course, if you register, I strongly recommend that you should get the banquet there for Saturday night as well, as that's one of the main highlights of the whole weekend, and I will see you there. So despite all the challenges, we are full speed ahead and not stopping for anyone. Now, with that out of the way, I think it's time for some questions. I will head back over to YouTube here so I can actually see the chat. And I'm sure I'm on a bit of a delay, so I'm sure I'm not missing anything at the moment. Let me see here. What did I do with Patrick? Where are you keeping him? He is currently on a super secret mission in another state, and so I've been asked to fill in for this evening. I thought Faith Goldie was going to be there at Amran 2019. I believe she may have originally been on the speakers list, but I think she may have had to drop off for one reason or another. What is recruitment looking like for AIM so far? It's looking good. Our first couple days of applications were quite high, and we were, you know, it was like more applications on one day here recently than there was in like, you know, certain days in mid-February, like two or three times as many more applications in one day recently than there was in certain days like maybe a month or so ago. So definitely getting applications. I would say there's a bit of a challenge right at the second because it's a little bit hard to coordinate where new folks should end up. So yeah, if you're a new member listening to this, and you haven't been contacted by your chapter leader yet, you're looking to get plugged into a local group, definitely again, reach out at info@AmericanIdentityMovement.com and we can help you out. Will there be a new, more dynamic vetting system? Obviously, we want to improve where, if there were any missing areas that led to the infiltration, of course. We also want to significantly reduce the chances of information being gleaned if an infiltrator does get in. So that's the two sort of areas that we've talked about that Patrick has mentioned multiple times that we want to focus on when it comes to vetting. So we will definitely be focusing on that. However, given all of the attention on organizations like ours, I think the threat of infiltration is always going to exist, sadly. So the best way to deal with that is just to be a good exemplar and to, of course, protect ourselves as best as possible, but to also recognize that there can't be any public versus private position. We have to be who we are. We have to say what we mean and mean what we say. Is there any truth to the rumors about Patrick being deposed and Koba being proclaimed the new head of IE? Well, you know, I've seen a couple of accounts floating around with Koba's old avatar, so, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's kind of like, you know, maybe the fly on the wall around here somewhere. If I got doxxed but nothing happened to me, yet should I still get a lawyer? I have very little money to work with, by the way. Well, here's what I would do. If I got doxxed, I would, you know, kind of take an inventory of, well, first I would take a vacation. I would get off social media and I would get off of everything for a little bit. I wouldn't talk to journalists or anybody trying to look for comment because journalists basically what they are doing, and when they reach out to someone who has been doxxed, is they are basically taking their ethical obligation to request comment, and they are mechanizing that into a way to continue the story and keep the story alive. So the best thing to do, although it can be tempting to comment, the best thing to do is almost always to let the story die and to just deprive it of any oxygen on your end. The next thing I would do after taking a little vacation is getting back online and, you know, cleaning up my own social media and just locking everything down as much as possible. There are services out there to remove your information from indexing sites. That can be helpful as well. Trying to get me fired, I would document all that and talk to an attorney about all of that information. And I would use their free consultation. And, you know, some attorneys, you know, they have arrangements where, you know, it might not be extremely common, but there's some attorneys that, you know, they'll agree to not charge you up front, and they will split winnings with you if it's a successful lawsuit. I've heard of that being used, of course, in other legal contexts. So, you know, maybe that's something to pursue. But you should definitely be aware of your options. And if you're in a state where you can't, where it's against the law to fire someone for constitutional political activity, then you should definitely, you know, pursue that and make sure you know your rights in that case. All right. Will we ever get a women's server again once we figure out the national server? Yeah, obviously we'll want to restore all of those groups as much as possible. What is being done to help people who have been doxxed? How can the rest of us help? Great question. Frankly, there's quite a few people, and it's hard to always stay in contact with them. But I'll tell you what. This weekend, I will bring it up with the council that people have inquired about this, and we will, if we can, we will create a donation pool for that, particularly for folks who have lost their jobs as a result. But it remains to be seen how many of those people there are, and it's going to be challenging to be able to identify that and keep track of everyone. But we can see about that. But no promises at this point. How about making people sign the NDA? Okay, so this question has come up before. Thank you for the question. It's a good question. And I'm kind of going all over the chat here because it's a little bit hard to keep track in the YouTube chat, but I will scroll up and down here and try to address this. But how about making people sign the NDA? So we do promise people that, you know, they can be involved in this anonymously if they so choose. So if we mandate for membership that everyone has to sign the NDA, then that would really hamper the influx of new members. And I think many people really wouldn't sign up if that were the case. I think some still would, but I think that many people, and probably the majority of the people in this fireside tonight, would probably not sign up initially with AIM if they had to submit their real name on a legal document that was stored with the organization. Let me scroll back up here and... Do we need to apply for AIM if we were already in IE? Nope. If you want to leave, you can just let us know. Otherwise, we're going to assume you're on board. On who's interested in us without saying, you know, you have to be this, and this to be involved, even though that is basically unchanged. It's just a little sleight of hand on the application. Matt, should we start using the word should we start using the word American as a synonym for European Americans, or would that be tedious? That is a good question. Thank you for the question. I like Americans of European heritage. European American is still good, but I think the fact that we can lead with American is preferable, at least in my opinion. Americans, when we want to speak to issues that affect the whole country, I think that's a perfectly legitimate term. So obviously, you know, reckless internationalist trade policies, yeah, that does affect all Americans, and we can say that without diverting from our issues. So, and of course, there is, of course, the massive issue that you are getting at, that really, in a historical sense, that when we think about Americans, we're thinking about people of European heritage. And as Patrick has mentioned on Firesides and on weekly addresses in the past, that, you know, when people around the world and when Europeans think of Americans, they think of people of European heritage. When should our tertiary supporter status membership come out? It should come out as soon as possible. Is it true we now accept POC? No, it is not. We will always be a space for Americans of European heritage exclusively. Does AIM membership require applicants to be of wholly European non-Semitic descent? That is correct. However, we are not going to start a meme, and we're not going to start, a headline that, you know, we require a 23andMe to be in the organization. If someone passes, if they... And if they elect that they are not a person of Jewish heritage and they're not practicing the Jewish faith, and there's no other indicators to suggest that someone is a person of Jewish heritage and they know their heritage and they know that it's not Jewish heritage, then they can be inducted as an American Identity Movement member. Are we going to have a consistent newsletter now? Oh, we're trying. We definitely want to do a tertiary tier. Definitely want to do maybe once every 2 weeks, once a week. I think something like that is good. But it's going to be up to all of us as activists to get out there and produce the content for the newsletter, or else it's going to get really boring. Every week, getting an email only about posters. As great as they are, it's going to get really tiring. Just seeing posters. So we want to be, you know, enacting and exercising some nonviolent intervention, some nonviolent non-cooperation at leftist stuff. We want to basically find and isolate, symbolically speaking, sort of the symbology and icons and, you know, politicians and figures of the left, and really call them out, make a mockery of them, maybe make it funny if it can be done. But we've got to step up activism for sure. How does Mr. Taylor like our new direction? That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think he is. I think he is in support. I mean, Patrick is going to be speaking at American Renaissance here in less than 2 months, so I can't imagine it's anything less than supportive. All right, fellas, I'll wait here for a few more questions if they roll in, and otherwise we'll get a wrap up here. And it looks like I've got a question here over Telegram. Not that you probably have much in the way of spare time right now, that's very true, but what, if anything, are you reading at the moment? Well, it's a great question. I have Jared Taylor's White Identity sitting on my desk, but what I really want to read next is Gene Sharp's The Theory of Nonviolent Action. Let me just make sure I got that text right. Sorry. Gene Sharp, Politics of Nonviolent Action. It's a 3-volume text all about activism theory, power and metapolitics, activism applications, classifications, how it all works, how to build a mass movement, all that stuff. I want to really get into that. Because that is what the patriotic and dissident scene has been missing in the United States. So that's what I really want to get into next. Let's see here. Who do we send pictures of our flyering to? We send our postering pictures to activism@AmericanIdentityMovement.com. And if you have any other questions, you can direct them to info@AmericanIdentityMovement.com. Are we going to produce literature such as handouts and booklets? I'm totally in favor of that, but we really need to make sure our designs are on point. So you're more than welcome to kind of take point and maybe start making something or working with one of our graphic designers. But it's important that if you start an activism proposal, if you start an idea for a pamphlet or for a poster, just be in mind that, you know, you're using your organization's brand, you're using, you know, something that, you know, we all share, hundreds and hundreds of us, and soon hopefully thousands upon thousands of us all share. And so we want it to be really, really good. So hopefully, you know, if you engage and you embark on something like that, you just, you know, have your mind open, you are looking for some constructive criticism so that we can make it the best action and the best event possible. Matt, is Nick from America First Media going to be more involved? You are more America-focused angle. Well, yeah, I think we can collaborate with Mr. Fuentes for sure. But he also has his own show and his own niche. So I think there's going to be plenty of opportunities for collaboration, but it's important that we kind of set our own foot forward, and that we're not, you know, just as much as we want to collaborate, it's also important that we kind of maintain our frame, and we, you know, are building ourselves up too. That was sort of a weird phenomenon with the alt-right movement, was that everybody was like going to everybody's thing, and it, you know, associations were made, and, you know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, if certain associations weren't made, maybe things could be on a much better track today. Maybe not. Who knows? So do we have a timeline getting on a new platform? We've made progress, much more progress than last week. Last week, we basically I don't even think we really knew what platform we wanted to use. Excuse me one moment. So last week, when it comes to the national platform, we didn't even really know what service we wanted to use. And that has changed, and we have a service that's up and running right now. The issue is that, you know, there's some permissions that we need to create or that we need to work around for in order for it to be effective. Like, for example, the national Discord server was effective because we had maybe a dozen or more channels that were like information-based channels about the organization, about events, about policy, etc., that you could go to, and it was just read-only. And so you could read those channels and get, you know, really the 411 about a specific topic. Well, we're not too sure how we're going to be able to do that on this new platform yet with the read-only permissions. So we need to make sure we hammer those out, but the system itself is functional. And we've obviously made a lot more progress than last week. We have people on it. So, you know, again, it's one of these things with tech. It's going to be ready when it's ready. But again, you know, I would really caution people against, like, waiting around with bated breath for the national platform. Like, we can still get out and do events, meetups, and everything on the local level, and that's what we should be doing. That's what we should be doing. So we've got upcoming stuff in the DC area, and many of the chapters have already begun meeting up and doing activism through their new local platform. So again, if you haven't been added to your new local platform, like we directed the chapter leaders to get moving on, you can definitely email me right now at info@AmericanIdentityMovement.com. But, you know, the national chat platform isn't, you know, it's going to come when it's come. But remember, that's, you know, just because we have a national chat service, that doesn't mean that that's the organization. The organization is the people, is the activism, is the chapter solidarity that's producing the cultural space and the counterculture that we have every month. Do you know by chance if we have had more female applicants? Good question. Let me take a look. This won't be saying who they are or where they're from or anything, but I'll just take a look. I imagine we've had, at least a couple, maybe one or two over the past week or so. I don't have gender data really easily. I have to kind of look at the names here. Yeah, there's definitely some females. I see at least two just in the past couple of days. So that is, that's good stuff. But yeah, as Papa Pizzagate says, if you are trying to put a microscope on them, I'm afraid they might not really appreciate that. Wasn't the infiltrator a female? No. It was not a female. All right, you guys. I'll wait here for a few more moments. Of course, if I missed your question and you really would like it answered, of course, feel free to repost. I'm just taking a look at Telegram here. The CyberStrike guys have been doing phenomenal work reporting all of these doxing accounts on Twitter. Really great stuff. They deserve some commendation. What are the colors? Well, the red, I believe, is called, like, cherry cola or something like that. Very, very reminiscent of the 50s or something. Or maybe a bit later than that. I just think of cola. No one says that. I forget the color of the blue. It might just be a navy. I'm not too sure. Yeah, let's get some neon alternative. Maybe we'll get some glow-in-the-dark paint for a banner drop or something. That'd be cool. Do they even make that? Someone should find out. What are your thoughts about AIM encouraging the idea of identitarianism in other racial groups in order to promote our own group? I think there is some value in being able to talk to other racial activists and being able to sort of be on the same level with them and be able to have a certain level of honesty with them. I think there's a lot of value in that. However, they definitely know that what they're doing is permissible and moral. And in fact, they don't even have to know it. They just do it and they feel no qualms about it. So I think that we just have to focus on ourselves and being the best organization and activist movement that we can be. I'm learning that the blue is called inked. That's the descriptor of the colors. Cherry cola and inks. So that's cool. But I don't have the Pantones, obviously, on hand. And I wouldn't want to tell it to you guys either, because you'd be mocking up all sorts of crazy designs with our official colors. Got to keep it hierarchical in that regard. Why did we choose the shields? Well, we're defending America, aren't we? We're defending our identity, our ethnocultural identity. Pretty simple, right? Aim rave? I'm down. That'd be fun. Well, you know, obviously I say that tongue-in-cheek, but the Europeans, they, you know, there's a lot of organizations in Europe that are on the right or they're identitarian, and they, you know, they basically have the approach that we need to be providing as many cultural alternatives to our youth as possible. So, you know, you can knock it all you want, but there's actually a couple identitarian rappers that are, if you get the translations, they're not bad. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, any of the alt-right stuff that you might have already heard of, or that might have been featured on certain alt-right podcasts in 2017 or 2016 or something. I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about, you know, actual, like, performance artists that, you know, actually selling albums and doing real world performances at concerts and venues and festivals in the identitarian scene. You guys should check out the Europa Nostra, Europa is Ours Festival. And it's basically like, you know, one of these kind of identitarian hangouts festivals with, like, music and, you know, different publishers and different activist people from across Identitaire Bewegung in Germany. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, DJ Great Replacement Theory. There we go. And yes, Complot. That was the one that I was thinking of. You've done fantastic job, Matt. Thank you for your hard work. You've got it. My pleasure. DJ per capita, here we go. Little crime stat, there we go. Come on, guys, let's hear them. Well, I got you here, Matt. Donate/apply in the stinger. Yeah, why don't you make it a little bit different than the IE stinger? But yeah, maybe instead of apply, put join us, as that's the as that's what we have on the American Identity Movement website. So maybe like join us, and a slash or some sort of other symbol and donate. That'd be cool for the stinger. I need to get into the media server too. Well, buddy, I don't think those exist anymore. But we'll work on it. I see some optics in the chat. Thank you, Ian. All right, guys. Just woke up from my coma. Can someone get me an invite to the National Dirt Discord? Well, my friend, I've got some news for you. So, fortunately, that's not going to be happening. Who is this guy? All right. Someone get this guy a medal. We've got a funny guy in chat. All right, guys. We've been going here for about an hour. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's weekly address. As I said, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. We're not stopping for anything. Let's keep moving forward. And let's keep growing our chapters and get back together with our chapters. And if you need any help doing so, definitely get in touch with me directly, info@AmericanIdentityMovement.com. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great rest of your evening, and I will see you next week. Bye.